This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. Oh my gosh, busy show at the end of the year. And I really, really appreciate you guys supporting us this year. It's been a rough one. It's going to be even a rougher one. And I think a lot of us are going to try to say goodbye to 2023 a little bit riskily. And so each year I talk about how to maybe protect yourself from alcohol poisoning, alcohol intoxication. Some of you are even allergic to alcohol. And you don't realize it because you feel horrible New Year's Day. And you think, well, it's just a hangover. And so each year I kind of talk to you about how to prevent the New Year's Eve day or the New Year's Day hangover and how to treat it if necessary because we're not on air New Year's Day. And many of you are in bed holding your head going, oh, what did I do? Remember this New Year's Eve. Try not to drink to the degree where you can possibly kill yourself, vomit on yourself, forget that you're saying goodbye to one hell of a disastrous year. And I'm sorry, 2023 was an absolute mess. And I'm really glad to see it go. I'm trying to be optimistic about 2024, but I need to make sure you guys are healthy. So what is a hangover? Well, it could be a headache. It could be a constellation of symptoms where you're feeling nauseous, where you're feeling body aches, where you're feeling ill, where you're feeling depressed. And the reason why that happens is for a variety of reasons. One is alcohol could be very dehydrating. So you think you're getting fluids in, you're peeing a lot, and alcohol is a desiccant. It dries you up. And so when you're dry and dehydrated, you feel horrible. You also can feel very nauseous because it's very caustic to the GI system. Some people suffer hangover symptoms because it's actually withdrawal from the alcohol, believe it or not. Do not drink more alcohol by any means. Some of it is the depression because you wake up next to somebody you probably shouldn't have been with. You didn't sleep well. You might not have eaten well. Maybe it's the acetaldehyde buildup. It's a chemical converted from alcohol that can make you nauseous, achy. There could be cytokine production and release, which are seen in inflammatory states. And your sugar could be low. And so there's a bunch of reasons. We want to make sure that if you are going to drink any alcohol, you don't forget to eat. You don't forget to drink. You don't forget to hydrate. You drink in moderation. Now, the problem with that is the average person says, look, I'm not going to be a jerk or get messed up. I don't want to do stupid things. I am going to just drink one drink. Well, once you drink one drink and your inhibitions are down, you're like, oh, let's have another one. You know what? Yeah, let's have another one. And then, of course, there's always somebody that goes, let's do shots to 2024. Those shots are probably one of the worst things you could ever do because it's a very strong, concentrated amount of alcohol that you take in such a short period of time that can hit you very hard, and it could also even cause arrhythmia. You could have heart attacks, strokes with drinking. So the first thing we want you to do is not drink, okay? But if you are going to have something, make sure you hydrate. Every time you drink something, follow it with water. Have water, your chaser. Make sure you eat. Understand that sometimes you could be allergic to alcohol because there's barley, there's egg protein, there's gluten, there's grapes, histamines, hops, rye, seafood proteins, sulfites. A bunch of things could be in alcohol that you could be allergic to. You could also be intolerant if you lack your alcohol dehydrogenase, which converts alcohol to acetaldehyde. That acetaldehyde needs to convert to acetic acid. Acetaldehyde dehydrogenase does that conversion, but there's a lot of populations, including East Asians, that may lack that enzyme. So you get acetaldehyde buildup, making you sick. Exercise, I think, helps. People always ask, what is the best thing to do when you're feeling horrible and, you know, like that the next day? I like recommending Gatorade, Pedialyte, electrolytes. In fact, one study found Sprite to be the best hangover cure. It was a study that was done, I believe, in China back in 2013. They found of all the hangover cures, Sprite to be the best. Last year, there was a study published in Alcohol and Alcoholism that looked at L-cysteine, an amino acid that you get in meat, dairy, eggs, legumes, seeds, as well as over-the-counter supplements. They found that to help mitigate stress, anxiety, as well as headache and nausea symptoms. Never, ever, ever do hair of the dog. Hair of the dog was a concept where if you got bit by a dog or hurt by a dog, you would take a piece of hair of the dog, rub it in the wound to try to minimize infection or minimize sequelae from that. Didn't work then, doesn't work now with alcohol. So people will say, well, if I have a hangover, let me get a Bloody Mary in the morning. Let me drink out. Bad idea. Do not follow alcohol with alcohol. Another mistake a lot of people make is they hit their body with Tylenol and Motrin really hard to deal with the alcohol hangover. The problem with that is your liver just took a beating. And your GI tract just took a beating. So why would you want to add more insult to injury with Tylenol products, acetaminophen, to your liver, or NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to your GI tract, after you just assaulted it like crazy with alcohol? So again, hydrate, eat, exercise, cool compress, rest, but most important, avoid the alcohol. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit later about hypothermia. Hypothermia kills people on New Year's Eve because they start getting quiet, they get a little dopey, and their buddy is looking at them while they're standing outside waiting for the fireworks, thinking, okay, my buddy's drunk. Hypothermia, expect it. Expect that your buddy or your family member could be getting really, really cold and dangerously cold. And so my recommendation this New Year's is be inside, be indoors, be where it's warm, be where it's safe. There's always some idiots firing guns and straight bullets can hit you. You know, I love watching fireworks. I love the festivities, but you got to do it safe. You got to do it in moderation. And no, you know, a hangover is worth it. It really isn't. You want to have a good New Year's Day, so don't mess it up during a couple hours on New Year's Eve. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was growing up, there was this kind of adage or saying, you never talk politics, you never talk religion. It'll always end up in a fight or debate. And I never liked that because I love talking about religion. I love learning about other people's religions. I love talking about, you know, how I feel. I love talking about politics. And, you know, if you did have a conversation about politics or religion, it really shouldn't have manifested into lifelong enemies. or loss of a job or being canceled because we're American. In America, we're supposed to be able to talk about things and debate. And that's why we had debate class growing up in school. I went to 12 schools, so I only got debate for a little bit of it. But it's because there's an issue, there's sides to that issue, and they wanted to teach kids how you could have a conversation without it getting ugly. You're going to be at work, and somebody may want a marketing plan that goes one way. Another one may want a marketing plan to go another way. Sometimes you compromise. Sometimes you realize, oh, maybe this is the better way. But in science, in life, even in religion, scholars debate. What does this Bible text mean? Doctors debate. What does this study mean? We're allowed to debate. We're allowed to talk about things. And another thing we have is if somebody doesn't want to get into the throw of it, they could stay neutral. They could abstain. They could have, you know what, I haven't formulated an opinion on it. And for the most part, life went on, you know, pretty well. Well, somehow, in the last decade or two, it was, if you aren't with us, you're against us. And you need to pick a side. You know, when in Florida, Disney was asked, how do they feel about sex ed being, you know, after third grade, and the bill that eventually was named the Don't Say Gay Bill. At first, Disney goes, look, we don't get involved in politics. And this is school curriculum. When they want to start sex ed, we don't get involved. But apparently, there was a lot of pressure on Disney where, no, you have to take a stand. You being silent means you're X, Y, and Z. So they took a stand, and it has been a disaster. The Hamas massacre that happened October 7th. New York Times has reported on some of the things that were done to some of the victims. Women, while they were being raped, being stabbed, breasts being sliced off, kids' pelvises shattered. The horrifying things that were done. Anybody wanting to say, look, this is disgusting. We stand by you know, the victims. We stand by Israel. Terrorism, you know, has to stop. That's a wonderful thing to say. That's a wonderful sentiment. And yes, it was welcomed. But instead, we have, you know, the universities are now struggling. Harvard is really, really struggling because they allowed there to be sentiment that supported what happened. Now, there's a lot of pressure being put on Ivy League universities to maybe stop taking a stand, per se, and saying, look, you know, we're not going to necessarily comment on this or this or this, which is very tricky because we lower our flags half-staff when murders happen, when terrorism happens, when democracy is at risk, when we are honoring victims. And so, yes, universities will take a role in that, and that's something that has been widely accepted. But when we start to have, well, we need to be pro one side or another, and you need to take a stand and you need to speak out, these people who were these female university presidents who went to Capitol Hill, who were asked about, is calling for the genocide of Jews against your policy, and they had to say it's contextual. They're tripping over themselves, not knowing what to do. You know, and if I was the university president, you know, I would say what happened during the Hamas attack and massacre was disgusting, and we know we have Americans held hostage. Bad stuff happened to not only innocent victims but to Americans as well. And if we are asked to say how we feel, we're disgusted by it, We as our university want to support the freedoms of all. We do not stand for any sort of terrorism, rape, calls for murder, death. Okay? We're here for our students if they need support. I understand the Israel-Gaza war may also cause a lot of emotions. We will provide counseling for those who need it. But we are going to get back to business because our job is to be a haven and a safe place for students to learn and get through their degrees. And we don't want anybody to feel unsafe, shamed, at risk. But we're going to get back to business. What's wrong with that statement? But instead, all these companies feel like, you know, you didn't do anything that seemed to support this one community. You didn't say anything that you supported. You didn't say you supported X, Y. And so now these companies are look at what happened with Coca-Cola and with Bud Light and with, and it's because we went from it's okay to stay neutral on biological males who are transitioning to female in female sports. You know, we went from, rather than a company that doesn't have much to do with that, allowed to stay neutral, no, you got to pick a side. You got to pick a side on Roe v. Wade. You know, I thought, you know, a woman and a reproductive choice is very personal. The life of a fetus is very personal. Why do I, have, as a restaurant, have to take a stand on that? I mean, let's, and we just don't allow this. It's, you know, even as a physician, when I had my practice, people would come in saying, are you voting for Obama or McCain? Whatever happened to, you know, my religious beliefs, my political beliefs, my sexual beliefs are my own. Whatever happened to privacy? And so these companies and these universities and industry are struggling because you have, as you would expect in America, a melting pot and a diversity of cultures, of backgrounds. There are many cultures among the diverse populations that we have that may not necessarily agree with some of the ideologies that are, you know, propagated by other communities. And that's okay. Some of us believe in God. Some of us don't believe in God. Some of us believe the fetus is alive. Some of us don't. This is what makes America great, where we can have our own opinion and not feel vilified by it. And so we're going to stay neutral. Will that ever come back? See, what happened is, you know, during, you know, parts of BLM and other sorts of things that had, affected our society, people went to a company saying, you need to say something. Your silence is being complicit. Now, what we saw with the Holocaust, and what we saw with this Hamas attack and with anti-Semitism and racism and all the other things that have followed, yes, a silence can be complicit. Because that's why millions of people died. Christians, Catholics, homosexuals, people a part of the LGBTQAI+ community. People in the LGBTQAI+ community got killed in the Hamas massacre. You know, I mean, speaking out, saying we don't stand for terrorism, this is us as America. We are allowed as Americans to have a creed. If you don't feel you believe in that creed, you don't have to be in America. Or, you could be in America and do your own thing. But, being silent on atrocities, yes, can be complicit. But when somebody says, well, you need to, make a decision now, and you need to say, and, people are like, but we're going to tick one side off, we're going to tick another side off. Will we ever be able to say, look, on certain issues, we just don't know, and we want to stay neutral? I don't know if that'll ever come back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says one person is dead, five others injured, following an overnight shooting at a Hawthorne strip mall. An American woman who was wanted in connection with the deaths of her two children has reportedly been discovered and arrested by authorities in the UK. Kimberly Singler was arrested Sunday without incident, according to Colorado Springs Police. A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal governments need to do more to stop illegal immigration. Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but the southern border is being turned upside down. The tsunami warnings that were issued after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook Japan have been scaled back. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I'm getting a lot, an issue I'm getting a lot for people calling in, is they have the holiday constipation. They call it Brown Monday. Some articles have called it that. I really wouldn't call it Brown Monday. But holiday constipation and holiday bloating is a thing. The turkey, the stuffing, casseroles, cornbread, rolls, sweet potatoes, pies. We're getting a lot of bloating. A lot of you ate a lot Thanksgiving. You ate a lot Christmas. We're coming up to New Year's. People are drinking a lot for New Year's. Your GI tract is probably struggling a little bit. And constipation is something that's a year-round issue. And many of us struggle, even more so because many of us have sit-down jobs. Even I notice I'm more constipated than I used to be. I used to run around patient to patient to patient. You're always on your feet. You're always on the go. Maybe I didn't have time to potty that much, but still, you were up and about. But when you sit, you can have more constipation. So our eating, our lack of hydration, not drinking enough, eating a lot of starchy comfort foods that might not have a lot of fiber could do it. Many of us might be tired more, so we might be hitting the caffeine. Caffeine could cause us to be constipated. Stress. Maybe we're not running outside exercising because it's so cold. Lack of exercise. Hypothyroid. If your thyroid is off, if you're pregnant, you could be constipated. Hormone fluctuations. Some of us with irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease or colitis, we might have issues mechanically with our bowel. Some of us might be using laxative so much that when we don't use it, we get constipated, kind of like a rebound. Some of us have eating disorders that will cause us where we're intermittent fasting and then we only eat one meal a day. And then that one meal constipates us. Travel can definitely constipate you. You're not undergoing your daily habits of going potty in the morning, reading the paper, or reading, you know, the news, having a little bit of your morning coffee, you go potty. A lot of people might not be on their regular schedule. Cancer, of course, could be causing constipation, any sort of mass or obstruction in the bowel. And then also there's a lot of medications that could be causing constipation, narcotics, antidepressants, iron supplements. And so holiday constipation and bloating, because it's a real thing, we have some advice for you. So if you're traveling, which is always difficult, I, many of us, you know, we might not be able to go stay at another person's house, or we might not be relaxed. You know, every time I had to stay at the in-laws, I didn't go that whole time. I don't know why. I just couldn't. It wasn't my home. I was stressed. You know, and maybe take out a room, a motel room, hotel, so you can at least do your potty if that's what you need. A lot of people cannot potty in public places. And people have asked me, why can't they do that? You know, there's individuals that can't pee in public places. It's an anxiety that some people have. And it's not always anxiety. It's sometimes noise induced. So, I mean, for me, when I was younger, I could go anywhere. But, you know, once I had kids, I noticed it was different. You know, I would always leave the door open so I could hear them and know what was going on if I was alone with them. I would try to put them in the playpen. If I thought they'd get into trouble when I would be in the potty, I would bring them into the bathroom with me. But you sometimes start to train yourself, or wait, I hear a noise. I can't go now. And sometimes you just need peace and quiet. And if you don't have peace and quiet, you clench. And so many people, when, you know, you're in a public bathroom and somebody's walking in and coming in and you hear them talking and, you know, and they, you know, I don't know, whatever they're, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I'm like, I don't want to hear about that. Yeah, you're probably not going to be relaxed enough to go. So what do you do? Well, a big thing that I'm seeing is we eat too much. Many people are cooking New Year's dinner and they're going to hit the prime rib. Okay, that could be pretty constipating. Red meat could be pretty constipating. Dairy could be constipating. Fatty foods could be constipating. We talked about gummy vitamins yesterday. You know, a lot of sweets, sugar additives could be constipating. Pace yourself. Smaller meals. Maybe add a little bit of fiber, more vegetables in there. But consume less food. Your body can only process a certain amount of food. And if you have more food coming down the pike, then there's going to be traffic. And what happens with the traffic? It gets clogged up. Consume less dairy. There's other calcium sources, but dairy could be constipating. Consume fewer carbs and sugars. Avoid foods that may cause intolerances, like onions, beans, I don't tolerate onions well. I love onions. But somehow in my 20s, I stopped making the enzyme that helped digest onions. So I use Beano. Beano is an enzyme, and I'm not doing this as a commercial. I have no relationship with Beano, but it's an enzyme that helps. It's a supplement that helps you break down certain foods that you might not be able to: beans, onions, other vegetables. So for me, that helps. You have to hydrate. You got to drink more fluids. Include more vegetables, fiber. You got to avoid sitting for long periods of time. I know there's a lot of football going on. There's a lot of holiday eating. New Year's, more of us are going to be standing around, and we're going to be dancing and, you know, jumping up and down and things like that. So we're going to move a little bit more for New Year's than we do, you know, for the other holidays. But if you have a sit-down job, I'm going to be working a lot this weekend. Seeing patients, I'm going to be sitting a lot. Try to do a stand-up desk. Standing up helps you poop. Avoid stress. Plan for travel delays, which we've talked about. But, you know, be on top of it. The big thing I've noticed is when people get constipated, they're like, oh, you know what? I'll just take a stool softener and I'm good. You know, older individuals will talk a lot about their bowels. I don't know if, you know, you go to a reunion or a family dinner and the old people in the family start talking about their bowels. And you're like, oh my gosh, please, for the love of God, when I get their age, I have something else to talk about. But the reason why is they've learned and they appreciate and have respect for the colon. And they understand that if they aren't on top of it, they're in trouble. You know, I've had a lot of abdominal surgery because of the ovarian issue I had. I had a benign tumor, and then I had hernia repairs because when they went in to fix the tumor, it left a hole in the muscle, and then the muscle needed to be repaired. So after, and then that mesh fell apart. And so, you know, having multiple abdominal surgeries, I know that if I don't treat my bowels with the respect they deserve, I will be in trouble. And once I'm constipated, it could take days to fix me. So you just have to kind of be aware. Now, I think prunes are fantastic. I think dried fruits are fantastic. But you really need to relax. The hard part is we always have to rush. There's always a flight to get to, or a meeting, or a Zoom, or a job, or a party, or the kids. And so what I did with my, because I have irritable bowel, what I did with my husband is I'm like, look, you know, I got to do potty time. Potty. Not party. Potty time. So can you handle the kids, you know, for the next 15, 20 minutes so I can make sure. You know, it's interesting. Whenever we traveled and we would be at a place where there was free breakfast, I would tell my husband to go take the kids. That's why I had the room to myself, because I couldn't go with the kids fighting and whatever. So do that. It's okay. Now, and if you do have constipation or any chronic issues, get yourself checked out, because we want to make sure it's nothing worrisome. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ohio Governor Mark DeWine has vetoed a bill banning gender reassignment treatment, trans participation in women's sports. So this is, I know it's kind of like a double negative, And it's always kind of confusing when you're like, so wait a second, does he support or is he against it? So if he vetoes a ban, this was Ohio House Bill 68, which is comprised of two acts, Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, that would have banned transgender minors from receiving gender-affirming medical care, and Save Women's Sports Act, which would prevent transgender girls from taking part in girls and women's sports. Apparently, he vetoed that House bill. He says, I truly believe that we can address a number of goals in House Bill 68 by administrative rules that will have likely a better chance of surviving judicial review and being adopted. Now, Governor DeWine of Ohio says he announced that he agrees with several concerns from the legislator and will draft rules for gender-affirming care moving forward, including bans on surgeries for minors, reporting and data collection on those who receive care, as well as restrictions on pop-up clinics that serve the transgender community. Now, ABC News is reporting at least 20 states have implemented restrictions on access to gender-affirming care, many of which have faced legal challenges. A law in Arkansas was ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge, and several laws have been blocked while cases are tried. So the Ohio bill could still go into effect if 60% of the state legislature votes to override the governor's veto. He announced the decision in the last 10 days in which he could choose it. And and so many people think it might be a good idea because he's right. There might be judicial issues and rather than go through the time and money of it not going through. On the other end, you have individuals who are looking for care, looking for treatment. Where I am a little concerned about is those who are minors and their ability to give consent. And even though many medical associations, American Academy of Pediatrics, American Medical Association, says gender-affirming care is safe and effective, we aren't necessarily getting all the data on the detransitioners or those who say, look, all right, I wish I had my breasts back, as we have had some people say, or I wish I had my fertility back, or those who still committed suicide because the gender-affirming care didn't solve the issue. And so my concern is if this was done medically correct, okay, then nothing would be rushed. There's this rush, this implied rush, because doctors and parents and schools are saying, look, once the child goes through puberty, you're stuck. But a child who is pre-pubertal, how are they able to make informed consent and decisions on their height, on their bone structure, on their fertility? And so even though I understand the argument that somebody can transition easier if you address it pre-puberty, how do you know that that child is completely understanding? I mean, even me, who's straight, heterosexual, cisgender female, if you asked me if I was 8 or 10 or 13, if I wanted to have babies, I would be like, oh, hell no. And look at me in my late 20s. I'm like, I want kids. You change your mind. You also may change your identity. I am a cis female. I love being female. I'm straight. I love my husband. I don't want to be called a girl per se. I am a woman, and I'm proud of being a woman. No, but I don't really want to be aligned with Barbies and pink and anti-man sentiment and all the other things that people are trying to stereotype, women as. I am who I am. I'm Dr. Dahlia. I love sports. I love men. I love having kids. I love my body, my vagina, my breasts. I love being me. And so when you have somebody that says, I don't necessarily want to be called a girl. I don't want to be, that's fine. doesn't mean they have to undergo possibly permanent changes. Now, medical groups will say it's not permanent. You could, in a snap of your fingers, reverse it all. And if you stop puberty blockers, the person will go through puberty. Well, do we have long-term studies on do they actually get the same success in puberty? The trials and tribulations of puberty, which are not easy and fun, are they exacerbated? Will you going through puberty late and possibly accelerated, are you going to have more mood issues? So I don't think we know enough. Now, the CDC says transgender youth are more likely to experience anxiety, depressed mood, suicidal ideation, and suicide attempts. They're not wrong. Discrimination, gender dysphoria can lead to that. But where are the studies saying that those who transitioned, all their mental health woes went away? We hear from parents their child committed suicide anyway. We hear from parents that the children still need care. And so did the transitioning do it, or did it make it worse? I believe that there are some individuals who have true gender dysphoria where they wake up and they go, this isn't my body. I'm in the wrong body. Somehow my mind is transplanted into a body I'm not supposed to be in. I'm very frustrated with this. I need to normalize things. There is a very small percentage of population that diagnosis exists, and they need help. They need support. They need care. And we have transitioning abilities for them. But if we have individuals saying, I don't want my period. I don't want to bleed every month. I would love to stop all of that. I don't want breasts. I want, this is a personal choice, but does that mean they need surgery? Does that mean they need anything life-altering? How many people of the LGBTQAI+ community still want kids? A good number of them. They still want to reproduce. Why are we taking that ability away? Why is transitioning an all or nothing? Some individuals may not want their period. There's things you can do to stop your period without necessarily having to do anything more aggressive. Some people want to eliminate facial hair. You could do that. So the studies that need to be done is when you do talk to somebody who transitioned or detransitioned, what is it that they liked? What is it that they disliked? Did their mental health woes miraculously go away? Did somebody transitioning still struggle? When schools don't want parents to know that a child is using different pronouns, if the CDC even says somebody with gender dysphoria and discrimination is suicidal, can be suicidal, why don't you want the family to be on suicide watch? Why don't you want the family to make sure they're not misgendered? So I think we're kind of going about this a little wrong. And if we're going to do it right medically, we've got to be doing it different than the way we're doing it now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.